Let's go now to to our message this morning. A little different. If you're here today, this is not something I always do. I don't always focus on America's history. But you know what? Glad to do it. Happy to do it. Amen? Love our country flat out. You know? And I don't get all caught up in who's not doing just what they ought to do in Congress. I don't put my confidence in them anyway. Or the White House. You understand? Some people look to that as your Savior. That's not your Savior. You're going to be terribly disappointed. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's why I like looking back at our history. Not burying my head in the sand, but just encourages me to be everything I can be. I live in Inglewood, in the greater Inglewood community. And to me, this is America. Where I live is America. Right here. You know what I'm saying? I don't look every night to the evening news to Washington. That's America. No, I live in America. Where I live is America. You understand that or not? Am I making crazy sense up here or not? I live right here, and that's America. And if I can know who I am and where I came from and thank God for it, I can make a better America right where I live. Okay? Change, change, change. Change don't start at the White House. It starts in my house. Amen. Say, we can bless one another. We can support one another. We can encourage one another. We're free to have church in a public high school building. Where? Where is that at? It's where? In Inglewood. And that's where? That's located in what country? America. You understand? So anyway, so I do this to bless you, to encourage you, to make this a better place. We're a better church when we know about where we came from. You know what I'm saying? We're just better. So let's go with it. In God we trust. What's our national motto? Somebody tell me? All righty, there you go. Here we go. Let's go with the message. Looking at Abraham Lincoln. And you can get this series. It's available outside, I believe, on DVD, ready for you. And it plays also on a Christian television network. And it's just good stuff. Good stuff. Abraham Lincoln. Let's look at him. The Bible, church, and freedom. What did Abraham Lincoln believe? Not what Gary believed, what he believed. Is Abraham Lincoln called one of the greatest presidents of our entire history? Yes or no? Absolutely. Maybe the greatest, period. He's worth looking at, okay? What Abraham believed about what? The Bible. Let's look at, did Abraham Lincoln believe the Bible? Because, you know, you can't believe the Bible because when you're president of all the people, and you know, you really separate the church and state, and you really can't believe anything. That's bull. You listening? Say, come on. Sure you can. Let's look at it. The Bible says, Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is quick, is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides asunder of the soul and spirit. And the joints and marrow. Say that last part with me. It's a what? A discerner of the thoughts and intents of my heart. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a what? Light unto my path. The word of God. What did Abraham Lincoln believe about the Bible? This is just anybody can do this. This is all I did. I just went to history. You can go to Wikipedia. You can Google this stuff. It's not that hard to find out what Abraham Lincoln believed because it's written down. In the summer of 1864, an old friend of Lincoln's, his name was Joshua Speed, he observed the president doing what? He saw him. He's reading the Bible. And he remarked, this old friend of Lincoln's remarked, he said, I am glad to see you so profitably engaged. If you have recovered from your skepticism, I'm sorry to say I have not. That's what his friend said. Lincoln replied, you are what? Say it with me. Wrong, Speed. Take all that you can of this book upon reason. And the rest of it on what? And you will live and die a happier man. Amen? Do I understand everything about the Bible? Absolutely not. Is there so many things in the Bible that I can absolutely understand? Yes, and reason, it makes good sense. Things I don't understand, I give God the benefit of the doubt. Amen? I don't judge Him or stand in judgment over Him. People say, you don't believe in that Noah and the flood? Absolutely I do. Jonah and the whip? Yep. Absolutely. I give him the benefit of the doubt. Do you understand that? I can have faith. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. We must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. That's what Lincoln was saying. Hey, man, you listen. You'll be a happier man if you read this book. What you don't understand, instead of being skeptical about it, spend your life like that, have faith in it. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. How many have had a mountain in your life, and it did not look like you were going to make it? Did not look like you could even get through. Can I see your hand? Come on. You just didn't think I could. But the little faith you had, you made it. Can I see your hand now? You made it. You made it. You made it. You made it. We don't understand everything. But putting your faith in God and knowing what you can know from the Scripture and digging and reading it, what you don't, you trust the Lord. Help me, Lord. That's what Abraham Lincoln was saying. The Bible. What does he believe about the Bible? Some other things. As reported in the Washington Chronicle on September 5, 1864, President Lincoln addressed the Committee of Colored People from Baltimore, acknowledging the elegant Bible that they had presented to him. He said, in regard to this great book, I have but to say it with me, I believe the Bible is the best gift God has given to man. All the good Savior gave to this world was communicated through this what? Book! But for this book, we could not know what? Right from wrong. Isn't it funny? Now, y'all don't believe that Bible stuff. You don't believe that. Are you kidding me? How would I even know right from wrong? See, we can say that now. Because we're arrogant and we're fat and happy and here we sit as a great country. You know? But when Abraham Lincoln was president, Americans were killing Americans in a civil war. You see? And you sit here, generations later, reaping the blessing of people like that. The morals we have, the laws that we have. Guess where they came from? Some take a wild guess. The Bible. So now we can say, I don't believe the Bible. Because see, you got everything all set up now. Till your life falls apart. Then you're screwed. Then what you going to do? You understand? Come on. All things most desirable for man's welfare here and hereafter are to be found portrayed in the Bible. To you I return my most sincere thanks for the elegant copy of the great book of God which you present. It ain't just another book. It's the what? It's the book of what? Book of God. God's Word. You know what we call it? God's Word. You don't believe that thing's God's Word? I do. I believe holy men of God were moved by the Spirit. And we have the Word of God through God leading them. I believe that. People say, that's just man's opinion. That's because you don't know how the Bible was written. The Bible tells us how it came and how God spoke through holy men of God of old. How they were moved by His Spirit. Good stuff. So did Abraham Lincoln, I could go on all day about this stuff, did he believe the Bible? Somebody tell me. Flat out. Did he read the Bible? Did he think it was the book of God? Absolutely. Did he just think it was some other good book? No. Did he think you could be happier for it? Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, by the way, did he believe that book told you about Jesus and His life and what He did for you? Oh, yeah. Amen? You don't believe in that Jesus, do you? Oh, yes, I do. Just like the Bible says. Jesus loves me, this I know. Help me. For the Bible tells me so. Amen? That's it. What did he believe about church? Oh, church is bad. Hey, I agree with you. I didn't go to church. I didn't grow up going to church. This was not my career choice. I was poor as dirt. I was going to be a lawyer. That's what I was going to be. I was going to be a lawyer. I was going to be as mean as a snake and put people away. That's what I thought I'd be. I thought I'd be aggressive, take my sports and things I like that, and I was going to turn it into aggression. And I was going to be a lawyer. I met with a lawyer last year, a good friend of mine in Denver, has a big firm, 25 lawyers work for him, he's the head of the firm, and his parents come here, and they're friends of mine, and I met with him, and I told him, I said, I was going to be a lawyer. He said, boy, you made a much better choice. He said, trust me. But then he told me this. He said, you are. He said, you make the case every Sunday. He said, you make the case every Sunday for Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you something. We're all guilty, guys. We're all guilty. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen? Jesus Christ gave His life. If you put your faith and trust in Him, you'll be saved. If you don't, you won't. That's the judgment. Amen? But I didn't go to church. I didn't want to go to church. Craziness. My mama said, we're going to church. After watching Billy Graham on TV, she was drunk as a skunk. I cussed her out. I thought she had lost her mind. I'm 16 years old. Are you kidding me? This was in the mid-70s. Well, it was 1977. I had no clothes. All I had was a light blue leisure suit. Y'all remember leisure suits? How many have never heard of a leisure suit? Can I see your hand? You've never heard of a leisure suit. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can only imagine. Go back in time and style in the 70s. And mine was Carolina blue, so I looked like a sky walking up the street. And I was cussing my mama in a leisure suit. Long story short, they preached the word, they loved us, it changed my life forever. And they're, I know there's bad ones, and I know you've been hurt by some of them, and I understand that. That's why we don't want to be that here. You understand? Yes or no? If you don't like what you see out of me, this is what you get. No game playing, no scamming, no crap. Got it? Say. Well, I sin. Somebody take a wild guess. Do you sin? Somebody say it. Oh, then I do. You know what I mean? Don't walk on water. Are you kidding me? That's why I come to church. I need church. I prayed this morning with seven guys, or eight maybe today. Maybe there's eight this morning. All I know is there's too many to get in the truck. We didn't run the air, and I about sweated to death. But, boy, do I need that. Before I get up and preach, to be able to confess my own sin and to be able to talk to God and just get encouraged. I love church. What did he think about church? I say unto you, Jesus speaking, you're Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Abraham Lincoln was quoted as saying, whenever any church will inscribe over its altar as a qualification for membership the Savior's statement of substance of the law and gospel, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as thyself. Say it with me. That church I will join with all my heart and soul. You know, when I read that, I was reading history and looking at his comments and statements. It blessed me. Years ago, when we started Fellowship Church, we came up with a little saying. It was based on this scripture. We love Jesus and we love. Say it again. We love and we love people. So here's what I figured out. That would be his car. He'd have a sticker on it. He'd have a hat. And he'd have a shirt. Absolutely. We got ball hats out back. You ought to get one. You got a t-shirt? Absolutely. Wear it. And we got those stickers right there, those magnets that stick on the back of your car, and we give them to you free. They run us $5. We give them to you free of charge if you put them on your car. Amen? Because at Fellowship Church, say it with me. We love and we love. One more time. Can we do it louder? We love and we love. One last time. We love and we love. That's it. If you had to say something to people about our church, if that would be the thing you know, if you had nothing else to say, if you had to choose one thing rather to say, that's the thing I'd like for you to say. What's Fellowship Church about? Well, we love Jesus and we love people. And if that opens up, well, what does that mean? Well, then you can tell them. But not if they ask you about Fellowship Church, you say, well, Pastor Gary Clark is my pastor.
If you have one thing to say, don't say that. Or there's free donuts and coffee.
You know, if you had one thing to say, you can only say one thing. We love Jesus and we love people. Amen? So did he believe in church? During 1862, tragedy struck the Lincolns as their 12-year-old son Willie died. 12-year-old boy. Many noticed that Lincoln was seen more frequently with a Bible in his hand and that he spent more time in prayer. His little boy. Gone. From that time on, Lincoln regularly attended the New York Avenue Presbyterian Church on Sundays and often would go to the Wednesday evening prayer meeting. Can you imagine being in a church in a prayer meeting and the President of the United States walks in the back door and sits down with you? Wow. They said that he did that until his untimely death when he was shot by Booth. Dr. Phineas Gurley was Lincoln's pastor. And he affirmed the death of Willie. The death of Willie. In 1862. And when he went to Gettysburg Battlefield in 1863, that was the thing that he saw as finally leading Lincoln to a solid belief and faith in Jesus Christ. That's what his pastor said. So did he believe in church? Somebody tell me. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. We're going to finish real quick as much as we can. Are y'all asleep on me yet or not? Okay. What did Lincoln believe about freedom? Slavery. Let's look at it. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." What did Lincoln believe? February 22nd, 1861, a speech at Independence in Philadelphia. President Lincoln declared, "The Declaration of Independence, which gave liberty not alone to the people of this country, but hope to all the world for all future time. It was that which gave promise that in due time the weights would be lifted from the shoulders of all men and that all should have an equal chance. This is the sentiment embodied in the Declaration of Independence. I would rather be assassinated on this spot than surrender it." How about that? Well, isn't that some conviction you'd love to see in leaders? Instead of trying to weasel and mess. Amen. On February 23rd, 1861, Abraham Lincoln replied to the civil rights advocate William Dodge. "With the support of the people and the assistance of the Almighty, I shall undertake to perform it. Freedom is the natural condition of the human race in which the Almighty intended men to live. Those who fight the purpose of the Almighty will not succeed. They always have been, they always will be beaten." Wow. It's incredible. On September 22nd, 1862, President Lincoln, in direct disregard of the Supreme Court's 1857 Dred Scott versus Sanford decision, proceeded to issue the famous Emancipation Proclamation, to go into effect on January 1, 1863, granting the right to life, freedom, and citizenship to all persons regardless of race, circumstance, etc. On the first day of January in the year of our Lord, 1863, all persons sold as slaves within any state or designated part of a state, the people whereof shall then be in rebellion against the United States, shall be then there forward forever free. "And by virtue of the power and for the purpose aforesaid, I do order and declare that all persons held as slaves within said designated states and parts of states are and hereafterwards shall be free. And that the executive government of the United States, including the military and naval authorities thereof, shall recognize and maintain the freedom of said persons." How about that for a president? Can we just praise the Lord? Come on! Praise the Lord! Incredible! "And I hereby enjoin upon the people so declared to be free to abstain from all violence, unless in necessary self-defense. And I recommend to them that in all cases where allowed, they labor faithfully for reasonable wages." and upon this act, sincerely believed to be an act of justice warranted by the Constitution upon military necessity, I invoke the considerate judgment of mankind, say it with me, and the gracious favor of Almighty God. What a hard presidency he had, huh? He leaned upon Jesus. On December 1, 1862, President Lincoln concluded his second annual address to the Congress with the following. In giving freedom to the slave, we assure freedom to the free. Honorable alike in what we give and what we preserve, we shall nobly save or meanly lose the last, best hope of earth. Other means may succeed. This could not fail. The way is plain, peaceful, generous, just. A way which, if followed, the world will forever applaud, and God must forever bless. And God has blessed America, hasn't He? Since Abraham Lincoln? You just think about it. 150 years? Where have we come in 150 years in this country? I mean, the technology, the freedoms, where we are today. Isn't that incredible? And here's a man who believed God. Incredible. On March 17, 1865, President Lincoln addressed the Indian Regiment, stating, "Whenever I hear anyone arguing for slavery, I feel a strong impulse to see it tried on him personally." I got to say that again. That's too good to not do right. "Whenever I hear anyone arguing for slavery, I feel a strong impulse to see it tried on him personally." Freedom. Are we done, buddy? We did it. So, we did great. That's good. Did he believe the Bible? Sort of halfway? Uh-uh. Did he believe in church and going to church? Was church a part of his life? Sure it was. He's like so many of us. It became really important to him when he was hurting. The death of Willie. The task that was on him. It was bigger than he could do. Amen? And did he believe in freedom? Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Look at us free today. Amen? And I think some of our freedom today that we enjoy, I mean honestly, even though most of us were free in this room, some were not. But we're free today because of what he did to free other people. Amen? So, are you glad you live in America? Say, come on, let's praise the Lord. Can we say it really good? Come on. Come on! That's what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord.